Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Look at Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Let's look right there. That's right. You're going to say, arise and shine. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. Light is coming today. Light is knowledge. That's what light is mean here. I got wisdom and I got understanding so I can walk in it. Arise and shine, for you get some light, some understanding, some knowledge of who you are. That's the whole thing here. And that's why I encourage you to bring your notes and write and pay particular attention for this hour that we spend in church, that you don't waste it. It's a learning. You learn about God, and no one can fool you or take God away from you or talk you out of what you know. Amen? When you know something, you know it. And no one can talk you out of it. So, the Spirit is in you and in me. And it is a platform that God comes and communicates. Okay? Now, let's look at the soul then. The soul is the mind. The soul is what? The mind. And there it is where my will is. So my will comes out of my mind. It's my mind. I will, my mind, my emotion. I get mad. It doesn't come from the human spirit. It comes from the mind. My thinking doesn't come from the human spirit. It comes from the mind. So you're hearing things this morning and it's coming to your mind. And if your mind rejects it, it will never get to your spirit. You understand? I need you to understand this very good. So, my mind, which when the Bible talks about soul here, it's talking about my mind. Talking about my will. Talking about my emotion. Talking about my feeling. That's the one that make you feel good and make you feel bad, I tell you. Tell you not to go to church. That's the one. I tell you to sleep in. It's all up in the mind, okay? So let's understand it again very well. Your mind is another word for it is the carnal man. So when you hear the carnal man, it's the mind it's talking about. It's carnal. It's one everything that is opposite of what God says. Are you hearing me this morning? And I need us all at Celebration to learn this. Even if you are a Christian for 60 years, it doesn't matter. Let's learn right now. Let's learn this thing here. Because light come. You understand? We get more light. More light. So we can thank God that if we were a Christian for 60 years, we're still alive. So we can get more light so we can be better. So the carnal man. There's a carnal man. And that carnal man is my mind. That's where it's happening right there. Ephesians chapter 4. And look at verse 22. Let's start at verse 22. You can't read the whole. Somebody says, I don't have devotion because I don't know where to start. Let me tell you, celebration, you know where to start. Just go back over the note. Start right there. Just read those scriptures and pray. That's it. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. Let's read it. That you put off. The word there today, who must put off? You. Together. Before we go on. Not God. You. Put off. You put off concerning what? Your former conduct. So you got to check out your ways in which you do things, say things, and see if it line up with the Spirit of God. So I'm going to show you what's going on with us all of us. He says here that the former conduct, rich man, the old man, And he tells us, which go corrupt according to deceitful lust. He's talking about my mind. Talking about my mind because it's not born again. My mind is not. All right, let me pause there. When you get saved, everybody in this house, be honest. When you get saved, you receive who? Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He comes into your heart, which is your spirit. So now we understand when it says, let Jesus come in your heart. The word heart means your spirit, the human spirit. Not this heart that pump blood, that get sick, heart attack. You know, it clog artery. He come in there. That's the flesh. That's the body part. Then Jesus come into your heart. He comes into your spirit, which is invisible. God is a spirit. He's not visible. He's invisible. That's the invisible part of you. No doctor can pull your spirit out. He can't. But a doctor can pull your heart out. Are you hearing me this morning? Okay, young people, are you getting this? You getting this understanding? So you can love church. You come to church, man. I'm going to go to church to learn. Learn the word of God. I understand. No, I can't understand when I said, let Jesus come into your heart. He ain't coming into one. Where's the heart? How is Jesus going to be in my heart? He's in your spirit. Okay, that part. All right. He says that you must put off concerning your former conduct. Your whole man, which grow corrupt according to deceitful lust. We learn a lot of stuff in the head. And you get more and more. And if you live friends with people who don't know God, the little mind that you have there get more corrupt. They give you some plots. And you know, very deceitful and cunning, you know. So it says, when you are born again, Jesus says to Nicodemus, you must be what? Born again. He's talking about your spirit must come alive again. For the wages of sin is death, but the gifts of God is eternal life. Your spirit man is in a state of death. Your spirit man is in a state of death, which is separation from God. It needs to come alive again. So that's what the born again means. My spirit, wake up. So when my spirit wake up, it wants to do what God wants to do now. And here is my problem. My mind. I still got my mind. Am I talking good this morning? Am I teaching it now? Your spirit man wake up, but your mind is still corrupt. Still know Susie. Still remember what Susie do to you. Still has some grudges there. I'm not saying that's teaching it right. Still remember everything. Doesn't forget one thing. It's still thinking carnal because the mind is carnal. It's a carnal. It's a carnal man. It's that man up there. My spirit, wake up. But my mind said, go to church. My mind said, no. Why not? Hypocrites. Okay, let's just learn this. Bring a friend to church next Sunday. Tell him, you won't go, come with me to church. You'll learn something. You'll be a better person Monday morning. All right, let's look here. Look at the next verse, 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So now, we are born again, but now our mind has to be what? Renewed. The mind has to be renewed. And be renewed by the spirit of your mind. So my mind said, okay, I'm getting something here. So the mind also have a spirit? The mind, I'm starting to think now. God is a spirit. The devil is also a spirit. And I know the devil can live in the human spirit. Because that's the separate. If the devil gets into the human spirit, he's done. If the devil gets into the human spirit, that man is done. And we know Judas was an example. When the devil gets into the spirit of Judas, he was finished. Jesus, I'm going to talk to you. We got to learn. You know, we know right now that the devil is not in that. That part, thank God, that part separate. Not in my spirit, not in your spirit. That's why we're here. If he gets in there, you're done. He ain't coming back. He ain't coming back. So I have to be careful. Judas went out and do what? Kill himself. Why? Because the devil does it. The devil had total control. He got his spirit and he got his mind. You can't do anything. Are you with me here? That's why. He got the spirit there and he got the mind. So that means he's finished. And that was the difference between Judas and Peter.
That's right.
That was the difference between the two. Because Peter, he does what? Peter denied. He denied that he know God. Like Jesus says, the day you will deny me, the cock will what? Crow. He did it three times. Where was it coming from? His head. He know God. But his mind is saying, don't say it.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.